morning and welcome to The Buck Stops Here. I'm Vishnu Shom. Tonight we begin our new focus on this program, a sustained deep dive into urban affairs in our cities. And clearly education and the safety of our children in our schools is as important a theme as any. We live in very troubled times. The murder of 7-year-old Pradyuman Thakur in a leading school in Gurgaon and the rape of a 5-year-old in a school in Delhi are reminders that amidst us are sick, depraved individuals who prey on our children. Today, it's frightening to be a parent in not knowing whether it's safe to be sending your child to school. Think about it. Sending one's child to school is something that we so naturally do. There's a sense that a school is a safe zone. Nothing will happen to our kids. But sadly, that belief has evaporated for so many parents. Who is responsible for protecting our kids? Is it just the school administration? What about the government, the police, even parents? That's our focus tonight, on a day when the CEO of the Rhein International Group has filed for anticipatory bail after Pradyuman Thakur's father filed a case in the Supreme Court. Two top officials have also been arrested at the Rhein International School in Gurgaon. The principal, Nija Batra, was detained and questioned till after midnight yesterday. Joining us to look at various aspects of this, we've got a wonderful audience with us. There are students and there are parents, including parents of children who were in the same class, in the same section as Pradyuman. They come over here devastated about what they have seen. And with me in the studio, Abha Sehgal, chairperson of Sanskar Jyoti School. Thanks very much for being with us. Priyank Kanungo, member education of the National Commission for the Protection of Children. Ezaz Ilmi of the BJP. And we'll be joined by Tarun, who is Pradyuman's uncle, also in a little while from now. Ezaz, let me come to you first. You know, I mean, why has it taken a murder for administrations to wake up? If we look at the Gurgaon case first, it is the government's responsibility to monitor schools. It shouldn't be happening now after a murder. So why did it need a murder for someone to wake up?
Well, of course, the government has guidelines. You have the CBSE guidelines. You have the State Education Board guidelines. And, you know, out here, something like the trust of parents and the entire society, which is lies shattered today, is because of a heinous murder committed in a school. Whereas the school, the primary responsibility of the school, besides education, is what you talked about, safe zones. There was no question. There has been massive criminal negligence, massive dereliction of duty.
It is a reality. But I'm just trying to understand, what about those who are part of the government who are inspectors, who go and inspect each and every school? Why did it need a murder for us to know that CCTVs were not working, that bathrooms were being accessed by drivers and conductors, the boundary wall was not good enough? Why now?
I totally agree with you. There has to be a mechanism where inspection of school inspectors designed for this. You know, but they make their annual visits or biannual visits, and
that's the problem.
That is part of the problem.
Mr. Kanungo,
but in this case, you cannot absolve the school.
No, I'm not. And we'll get, don't worry, we are going to be talking a lot about that. That goes without saying. But I want to focus on this one point of mine. The responsibility of state governments, whether in Delhi in this particular case of this 5-year-old girl who was raped just a day after this horrific murder of a 7-year-old child in Gurugram. Where does the state government's responsibility lie in monitoring what exists in schools?
I will tell you a little bit about this. जब स्कूल खोलने के लिए मान्यता रिकग्निशन लिया जाता है तो वो स्टेट एजुकेशन एक्ट के अंतर्गत होता है. जब एफिलेशन सेंट्रल बोर्ड से CBSE से ICSE से स्कूल लेने के लिए जाते हैं तो एक NOC की रिक्वायरमेंट होती है, विच इज़ अ टेक्निकल थिंग. लेकिन स्कूल्स ने इसको स्वायत्तता समझ लिया, ऑटोनॉमी समझ लिया. हमने तो ऐसे मामले भी इंटरवीन किए हैं जहाँ जो डिस्ट्रिक्ट एजुकेशन ऑफिसर है उसको स्कूल ने अपने प्रमाइसिस में एंटर नहीं होने दिया. डिस्ट्रिक्ट एजुकेशन ऑफिसर,
ये तो गैर कानूनी है.
बिल्कुल गैर कानूनी.
हमने एफआईआर
दर्ज करवाने के आदेश दिए हमने उसमें कि एफआईआर दर्ज करिए, ये तो शासकीय काम में बाधा है.
और ये प्राइवेट स्कूल्स में और दिक्कत है.
ये प्राइवेट स्कूल जो सेंट्रल बोर्ड से अफिलेटेड है वो अपने आप को ऑटोनोमस मानने लगे हैं.
तो और NCPCR इसमें क्या क्या है?
NCPCR का रोल मॉनिटरिंग का है. जैसे रियान वाला जो मामला है उसमें हम लोगों ने इंस्ट्रक्शंस दिए. प्राइमा फेसी वो नेग्लिजेंस स्कूल के पार्ट पे थी, उसमें सेक्शन 75 जेजे एक्ट में मुकदमा दर्ज करने के सबसे पहले हमने इंस्ट्रक्शन दिए और गवर्नमेंट ने फॉलो किए.
नहीं नहीं, वो सब ठीक है. पर आप एक और पॉइंट जो कह रहे थे वो अहम पॉइंट है. आप कह रहे थे कि इंस्पेक्शंस का प्रॉब्लम्स है.
बिल्कुल.
इंस्पेक्शंस डू नॉट टेक प्लेस बिकॉज स्कूल्स बिलीव दे आर सो ऑटोनोमस दे डू नॉट एक्सेप्ट इंस्पेक्टर्स. व्हाई हैज दिस बीन अ सिस्टेमिक फेलियर? इज इट अ सिस्टेमिक फेलियर?
एक्चुअली इट इज़ अ सिस्टमिक फेलियर, लेकिन हम लोगों ने इसको इसको देखते हुए दो तीन एहतियाती कदम उठाए हैं. तो बहुत सारे काम ऐसे हैं जो हो रहे हैं, लेकिन जो मैदानी अमला हमारा है, जो डिस्ट्रिक्ट एजुकेशन ऑफिसर है, उसको एम्पावर्ड करने की जरूरत है.
पर ये अब आप क्यों कह रहे हैं, ये पहले क्यों नहीं हुआ है?
ये जब से प्राइवेटाइजेशन, मैं आपका ध्यान इस तरफ ले जाऊँगा, 92 से स्कूलों में, स्कूली शिक्षा में प्राइवेटाइजेशन की बहुत तेजी से शुरुआत हुई, और तब से लेके अब तक नीतिगत फैसला सेफ्टी सिक्योरिटी के लिए कुछ लिया नहीं गया.
आई हैव अ लॉट ऑफ पेरेंट्स ओवर हियर एज वेल. डज दिस रिस्पॉन्स सेटिस्फाई यू दैट देयर इज अ प्रोसेस एंड देयर इज अ प्रोसीजर दैट इट हैज बीन ऑन फॉर अ लॉन्ग पीरियड ऑफ टाइम एंड दैट यू नो यू आर नॉडिंग योर हेड, यू हैव अ पॉइंट टू मेक, गो अहेड मैम.
या ऑफ कोर्स, बिकॉज माय चाइल्ड इज स्टडीइंग नाउ, व्हाट विल हैपन इन द फ्यूचर इज नॉट माय कंसर्न. माय कंसर्न इज व्हाट्स हैपनिंग एट द मोमेंट, व्हाट मेजर्स आर बीइंग टेकन बाय स्कूल्स एट द मोमेंट फॉर द सेफ्टी ऑफ द चाइल्ड. हाउ कैन एनीबडी, एनी क्लास फोर स्टाफ और फॉर दैट मैटर एनी पियॉन फॉर दैट रेप, दैट अट्रोशियस रेप केस दैट टुक प्लेस, हाउ कैन द स्कूल not be held responsible?
No, but responsibility also lies at the level of the government, doesn't it?
We are very good at making policies and we are very good at making rules. But the key point here is the follow-up. What sort of a follow-up is being done and how well is it being done on part of the government and on part of the schools?
Your child studied with Pradyuman and you have a daughter, right? And you live in the same society.
Yeah, I live in the same society.
Could you tell us a little bit about the child? What are your memories of Pradyuman?
If I talk about him, he was so shy and he used to play in our society. He used to come at our home also and he never misbehaved, or he was not like other chais who usually do any kind of mistakes or any just like usual child does. So it was a shock for me if I talk about that Pradyuman is not more, no more. It was really a shock for me.
Have you been able to explain to your daughter that he's not going to come back?
She's in shock. She's not able to go to washroom because she heard that something has happened to him in washroom. So even at her home, she's afraid to go in washroom.
Ma'am, Abha Sehgal, ma'am, as somebody with decades of experience in teaching, you know, we are discussing all of this, but he's just brought up a really important point. The sense of shock that students in that school will be dealing with here is, how old is your daughter?
7 years.
A 7-year-old child doesn't want to go to the bathroom because she's terrified. Isn't this something we also need to look at?
This is what I think we as a whole, society as a whole, really, really, you know, when you're saying this, it's really making me feel terrible as an educator, as a parent, you know. It's I feel really sorry because somewhere we adults have really failed, you know. I would say that, you know, you said the government has not done its bit. You know, a whole lot of things are being said. But I think for schools, when they take children on, they have to take them in as their own child. They have to protect those children because it will leave not only, of course, what has happened to Pradyuman is just unthinkable, but there are lots of things that happen within the classroom also. You know, the mental trauma sometimes children have to face. Let's not forget that also. You know, he's talking about his child who cannot go into the washroom because she's heard of Pradyuman's very, very unfortunate fate, but there are children who suffer throughout their lives because of things that have happened in schools.
Yeah.
So it leaves an indelible impression in the minds of the children. It cannot ever be forgotten by them. I think we as educators, you know, it's about time that we all wake up and we all look into our calling. You know, this is a calling, and it's not a profession for us. It's a calling. It's a vocation.
Yeah.
And we have to now understand the huge responsibility that is there on our shoulders.
Your child also studied with Pradyuman, right?
Yeah, my daughter, you, she's in the same class.
Did you meet the child as well? Did you personally meet the child?
Yes, I have very fond memory of interacting with the child.
Tell us a little bit about the boy.
Once we were there, we were actually looking for the way towards buying the books. And the family is also very friendly. We just happened to kind of merge into the family. And Pradyuman's father, he told his son, please guide the family to the bookstore. And Pradyuman actually took us to the bookstore and then ran away back to the family. I had to actually rush back to see whether the child, he has gone back to the family. He was such a small child. We have very fond memory and we are very, very devastated by the incidents that has happened. It's very shocking. Yeah. We actually leave the children at the school gate assured that the school will be taking care of the children. They are safe and they are in the right hands. There is a huge responsibility, especially with regards to the school. They are taking care of the children and not only the education, the safe environment that is required to be provided to the children during the 8 hours that we leave the kids at school. That is utmost essential and nobody can actually compromise on that.
You had a point to make. Go ahead.
So my point was that, we just heard that people are making a lot of policies, a lot of rules come into implication. But if you really see this, all this comes up when something has really happened. That's the time there's a wake-up call, and that wake-up call is still at last in the memory. And then you find that all the sheet of documents are created in a book, and it is kept aside. I think the biggest problem that I have seen, and I really want to question them, is that once you've drawn that book, how do we ensure that it's actually getting implemented at the school level?
I, as a parent, would like to tell that such a child who has been described as shy, well-behaved by both of them. Now, if the child was so shy, well-behaved, such an obedient child, don't you think maybe he was a little vulnerable? Maybe this gruesome incident before that, some prior gruesome advances has been made by that guy who has done this gruesome act. And he was not able to confide in the parents and teachers. Probably because they weren't approachable.
One moment, you've raised so many points, and let's try and get an answer. Mrs. Sehgal, would you like to take it? Children are so different. And the belief that a child is capable in taking on monsters like this, it's just unrealistic. Some children are more vulnerable than others. Some children are shyer than others. Some children talk more than others. Some talk less.
Of course.
How important is it for schools to create safe zones, recognizing that each child is unique?
Of course. I think it is now time that we have to become child-centric. And as you said, each child is different. We should realize that there is no one shoe that's going to fit all. So we have to be able to understand our children for the way they are. And for this, let me tell all of you, a partnership is required. Regular communication with each other, being able to talk about your child freely and honestly to the teacher. And the teacher's report or teacher's honest report must be given a lot of credence to.
Police in this particular case believe that it's an open and shut case. Do you believe that there needs to be a CBI inquiry at all?
Well, I think if the parents are not satisfied and they are bound not to be satisfied, then there should be a CBI inquiry. Because don't forget, they are the ones who suffered. The entire trust there in life itself is shattered. So they have to. You can only get closure if there's satisfaction. There's a free and fair investigation, and they get to the bottom of it. Why was the fact that this child was targeted? What was behind this whole thing? So these factors must come out.
7:55 is when the child apparently dropped this thing, and within 8:05 to 8:10 was when the attack took place.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong? Could tell us a little bit about the description of the school. How could it happen? Is the bathroom very close to the gate?
No, it is not very close to the gate. I can't say that. But what I have heard that the boy directly came to the washroom.
Right.
And there the incident took place. And it was around 8:10. At 8:10 the incident, they have called the parents also.
So do you believe that this was some sort of a conspiracy? That this
I
man was
so.
Waiting?
I think so.
It wasn't just...
What is bothering me, the conductor was in the washroom. That is okay. But he was carrying the knife also.
So
he was carrying the knife also with him.
You had a point, yes.
So, I have a point. It was the first day when Vidhi, her sister, was not able to drop him in his school class. Both were there. His parents dropped him at his school. Both went into the school premise. Then Vidhi was having her exam. She moved to her class because class was different at the day. And Pradyuman moved to washroom, which is nearby to that classroom. The problem is, the Ashok Kumar is saying that he is carrying a knife. Nobody has investigated that there are taps available in the ground where he can wash that knife. And second thing, when we talk about knife to be carried out in that washroom to wash, who carries a knife in a washroom? That is the major.
There are a lot of questions that need to be asked.
Tarun ji, aapse ye puchna tha. आप लोगों ने सीबीआई जांच आप लोग कह रहे कि सीबीआई जांच होना चाहिए पर पुलिस को कहना है कि एक हफ्ते के अंदर इस केस को वो खत्म करेंगे इस केस को क्रैक करेंगे तो सीबीआई जांच क्यों मांग रहे हैं आप
सर बहुत सारी चीज़ें हैं जो कि जिससे कि हम सेटिस्फाइड नहीं हैं दैट्स वाई कि हम लोग सीबीआई जांच मांग रहे हैं जो ये टाइम फ्रेम है 7:50 में पेरेंट्स ने स्कूल में छोड़ा है बच्चों को और फिर वो वापस आते हैं स्कूल जो है वो 10 मिनट लगता है स्कूल से आने में घर को जहाँ घर है रेसिडेंस है 8 बजे वो वापस आते हैं 7:55 में छोड़ते हैं 8:05 तक वापस आते हैं 8:10 में फ़ोन आता है कि बच्चा जो है आपका बाथरूम के आगे गिरा हुआ है और खून से लथपथ है उसको लेके हम हॉस्पिटल जा रहे हैं ये एक अपने आप में क्वेश्चन करता है कि 10 मिनट के अंदर में बच्चे के साथ ऐसा क्या हो गया कि उसको उसका जो है इतनी निर्मम हत्या करनी पड़ी और ये अगर ये 10 मिनट जो है ये अपने आप में ये साबित करता है कि ये जो है एक प्री प्लान मर्डर है
प्री प्लान
पहले से है बच्चे ने 2-3 दिन 4 दिन पहले 5 दिन पहले कुछ ऐसा जरूर देखा है उस स्कूल में जिसको देखने के बाद बच्चा जो 7 साल का है छोटा है वो तो भूल गया उस चीज़ को वो समझ ही नहीं पाया कि वो क्या चीज़ है बट जिसने वो चीज़ करी होगी या जो भी चीज़ होगी उसे ये शक होगा कि इस बच्चे ने देख लिया है और ये शायद मेरे लिए खतरा बन सकता है और मेरा ये मानना है कि इस चीज़ को जानते हुए वो उसने ये पूरी प्लानिंग करी कि इस बच्चे को अब रास्ते से हटाना है इसने देख लिया है और ये हमारे लिए आगे जाके ये खतरे का सबब बन सकता है दैट्स वाई ये जो है ये जो 10 मिनट का टाइम फ्रेम है जिसके अंदर ये सारा कुछ हुआ है ये अपने आप में इशारा करता है कि ये जो है एक प्री प्लान मर्डर है
I wanted to actually ask you about the culpability of the school. And just for the record, we've tried to reach out to the school. They did not want to come on this program. We couldn't, in fact, even reach out to them. We did. We tried. They never responded to us. But that said, the fact of the matter is apparently the boundary wall is not good enough to prevent people to deter people. The bathroom was shared by conductors, bus drivers. The CCTVs in many places were not working. These are gross lapses, and most importantly, there wasn't enough, checks done to see who was actually working in the schools. What can be legally done to this particular institute, and how can the NCPCR be so sure that there aren't other schools like this, a dime a dozen, who've also not done this?
Vishnu ji, सबसे पहले तो जब मैं वहाँ पहुँचा शाम को 4:30-5 बजे, मैंने जब principal से school के staff का police verification record मांगा. जिसमें टीचिंग और नॉन टीचिंग स्टाफ थे तो उनके पास वो था नहीं तो सबसे ज़्यादा लापरवाही की बात तो यही है कि बिना वेरीफाइड लोगों को आपने स्कूल में बच्चों के साथ रखा हुआ है इसमें जो लीगल नेग्लिजेंस की बात है उसमें सेक्शन 4 हरियाणा स्टेट एजुकेशन एक्ट का है जो डी रिकग्नाइजेशन की प्रोसीजर के बारे में बात करता है हम लोगों ने स्टेट एजुकेशन डिपार्टमेंट को और डिस्ट्रिक्ट एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन को इस बारे में रिकमेंडेशन भेज दी है उन्होंने नोटिस
रिकॉग्नाइज होना चाहिए इसको
हमने उनको बोला है कि आप सेक्शन 4 में कार्रवाई शुरू कीजिए
वेरी स्मॉल थिंग आप वेरिफिकेशन कर लीजिए द बेसिक थिंग इज यू हैव टू सेग्रीगेट द चिल्ड्रन फ्रॉम क्लास फॉर बस एंड कंडक्टर्स दैट वाज नॉट फॉलोड Why was the gentleman allowed in the first place to have access to the children in the bathroom under four walls? That is the real issue. That needs to be
You had a point to make. Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually have a question. There has been like 3-4 days now, and I would just like to know that what are the changes on the basis of school system that you are doing? Like, it's been 3-4 days. Has there been any change? Has there been any precautions that are to be made about those children who are of the same particular age?
Yeah.
I mean, those children are somewhat mentally traumatized because everyone sees the news one way or the other.
Between the time of the sad demise of this child and now what has been done? Has enough been done? The school has been shut for 2 days, right? To deal with the problems immediately. And there's a police investigation also which is taking place. It came up.
Talking about mentally.
She's talking about like his child.
You know what? But actually, schools at that level must have counselors to look at these things.
काउंसलर का रिकॉर्ड भी हमने उनसे मांगा पर उनके पास काउंसलर का कोई रिकॉर्ड नहीं था कि बच्चों ने कभी किसी का भी एब्यूसिव बिहेवियर रिपोर्ट किया है
तरुण जी आप कुछ कह रहे थे बताइए
हाँ एक चीज मुझे बोलनी है
जी
ये सीबीएसई वाली बात चल रही थी अभी आप लोगों की तो CBSE पैटर्न के हिसाब से उसका भी तो कुछ पैरामीटर होगा ना सेफ्टी का, कि सेफ्टी पर्पस से स्कूल प्रबंधन को क्या क्या चीज़ें रखनी है, दीवाल, चाकू, ये सारी चीज़ें जो आ रही हैं, ये CCTV कैमरा का बंद होना, ये सब क्या सेफ्टी के दायरे में नहीं आता, सेफ्टी पैरामीटर में नहीं आता, ये CBSE के गाइडलाइन में ये सारी चीज़ें नहीं आती, सेफ्टी गाइडलाइन में नहीं है क्या?
बिल्कुल है, हमने CBSE को इसके लिए लिखा हुआ है ऑलरेडी।
ओके, लास्ट सिर्फ कमेंट्स। यस,
क्लिनिकल साइकोलॉजिस्ट, आई एम डॉक्टर फारूखी। तो मैं एक पॉइंट जरूर रेस करना चाहूंगा कि हमारे पास साइकोलॉजिकल टेस्ट हैं बहुत ज्यादा, जिससे हमें पर्सनैलिटी का पता चलता है, जिससे हमें थिंकिंग का पता चलता है, माइंड सेट का पता चलता है। तो क्लिनिकल, नॉन क्लिनिकल या टीचिंग, नॉन टीचिंग स्टूडेंट्स के हम साइकोलॉजिकल असेसमेंट्स कर सकते हैं, जिससे हमें उनके माइंडसेट का पता चलेगा कि वो क्या सोच रहे हैं, क्या उनके मन में चल रहा है। इससे एक बहुत अच्छा आइडिया हो जाएगा कि इनकी पर्सनैलिटी कैसी है, इनकी थिंकिंग कैसी है, इनकी सोच कैसी है। उस बेसिस पे अगर हम उनका अपॉइंटमेंट करें, नॉन टीचिंग स्टाफ का, टीचिंग स्टाफ का, ये स्टूडेंट्स को भी हमें टाइम टू टाइम देखना चाहिए। बिल्कुल, इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट।
एनी लास्ट कमेंट्स टू द यंग स्टूडेंट राइट अप देयर इन द टॉप? Yeah, go ahead.
7-year-old Pradyuman Thakur was killed in a reputed school in Gurugram. Day after that, we hear news of a girl being raped in Delhi. Is it because that element of fear amongst the criminals who are committing these heinous crimes that is absolutely dying out? Maybe because of negligence or due to lack of strict action taken?
Question of all. Joining us now, the Commissioner of Police Gurgaon, Mr. Sandeep Khirwar. Thank you very much for speaking to us. I just wanted to know, in your opinion, is there a conspiracy in this case, has been alleged, or in your opinion, is this an open and shut case?
Look, Vishnu, thing is that we are in the middle of an ongoing investigation, and I would not like to give my opinion at this juncture. I would await finalization of investigation, and I will voice my opinion through the charge sheet that the police will file in due course.
And approximately when do you expect this to be filed? I know you can't be specific, but within a week, less than a week, approximately, how are investigations going?
Look, our investigations are being fast-tracked, and they are on the right track. We have had senior officers who have come and visited the spot, and they have personally verified the investigation also. Investigation is on the right track. There are various facets to this investigation. One is the murder per se, the very, very dastardly and unfortunate murder of a young child. But apart from that, there are also circumstances which have which were available, which facilitated this murder. Mm-hmm. Because had those circumstances not been in place, this murder could not have occurred. So we will be investigating both these things. And there is a separate set of laws, separate jurisprudence for both these issues. We will try and wind up the murder investigation, and whatever is the immediate surrounding actions related to that, we'll do that very quickly. And the larger investigation as regards investigation into the role of the school management, we will be also expediting that.
Is there evidence to suggest that the crime scene was tampered with?
We are investigating all those facets. Some persons from the school management have been taken on police remand. Their role under the which facilitated this unfortunate incident is being investigated, and all aspects of in respect of those allegations will be looked into, including if a tampering of evidence comes forth during the course of investigation, we'll be investigating that also.
Between the time that this murder took place and now, is there anything that the police has done to speak to other schools about improving their safety? Are you also doing inspections to know in Gurugram how bad the situation in other schools may be?
Vishnu, there is a department, the education department, which is looking into the internal administration of schools. The police normally does not look into the internal administration of schools. But yes, some time back, the police had prepared a set of safety guidelines for children in schools. And not just in schools, there are a set of guidelines for also school buses or children who utilize school buses. So there's a set of guidelines. Some of them have the force of law. Some are in the nature of advisories. And so there are very evident lapses on the part of this school. But yes, largely from speaking from a police perspective, we leave many of these things to the internal management of the school.
Well, Mr. Kirwa, thank you very much for speaking to us. Hopefully there will be justice in this particular case sooner than later. Thank you very much indeed. One way or the other, this is something that has shocked all of us as parents, as just citizens in this country. How could something as terrible as this happen? We just hope there's justice, and we just hope that school, which is an area where our children are supposed to be safe, can once again return to being just that. I'd like to thank all of you very much for being with us. Thank you.
Thank you.